News of the events of April 1912 wended its icy tendrils across the Atlantic Ocean, over the cliffs of Dover, through the smoke and grime of London, and up into the bucolic boroughs of England, to Yorkshire. Its reach extended even to the tiny hamlet of Monroeville, known as Dead Town, for its tens of thousands of graves radiating out from the central manor house as far as the eye could see. A bicycle messenger coasted past the dignified gates and up the fine gravel path to the door of Monroeville Hall, a stately manor house built on the site of a former abbey which burned down under mysterious circumstances in the early 17th century. The abbey itself had been nominally Christish, but that faith never caught on with the regular folk of Yorkshire, and it should not come as a surprise that the old religion of the masses may have inspired the destructive blaze. The bicyclist rang at the back door, and when it was answered and the fee paid with a tuppence, gave the man the telegram and rode away ever as fast he could. He didn't care for Dead Town Abbey and wouldn't have said so if it hadn't meant a dressing down from his superior, who thought all addresses were equal inasmuch as they paid up for telegrams. Peter, a young blonde footman in spotless livery, was handed the rolled parchment, which he took past the stairs and through a winding hallway to Mr. Forey, the staid butler of Dead Town Abbey. Oh, excuse me, Foray would much prefer it called by its proper name. So let us say the staid butler of Monroeville Hall, Mr. Foray, nodded his thanks to Peter, who then glided back to the kitchen, where he could be of more use at that moment. Mr. Foray's thick eyebrows furrowed into a V as he unfurled the telegram. Titanic sunk on maiden voyage, stop. Stuart Shambly lost at sea, stop. Ship believed overrun by living dead, stop. Scuttled to save New York City, stop. Condolences to Lord Monroe, stop. Mr. Foray had been in service for too long to allow the death of 1,000 people, or their second death perhaps, to make his hands shake as he held the slip of paper. But the death of the heir of Monroeville Hall, dear Stuart, was enough to make the butler fortify himself with a peg of whiskey before taking the note to his lordship. He knocked back the shot, steeled himself, and started up the stairs.